Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, this is Graham McNamee speaking from the Navy Yard, Washington, D.C. Just a moment ago, the last turn of the propellers of the Memphis brought her close into the dock. In the Navy Yard, there are 25,000 people or so, everybody who could possibly get a pass to get in. And under beautiful skies and also under what seems to be most of the airplanes in the world, the lines of the Memphis are out now. They're on the dock, and the boys are making her fast. The 19 guns we just listened to were the salute for Secretary Wilbur of the Navy. The entire white uniformed crew of the Memphis is now lined up at attention along the side nearest the dock, awaiting Lindbergh. Lindbergh is coming down the gangplank, walking slowly, his hat in his hand, quietly, dignified, a darn nice boy. His mother is following. She is on the arm of the Secretary of War. And again, we get the salute. Secretary Davis is with the mother of Lindbergh.
Seems to me that Colonel Lindbergh, he's taking off his hat and bowing to the crowds and standing up. His mother seems to be still seated. And now I see the policemen and have to push some of the crowd back onto the sidewalk. He's entirely surrounded by cavalry. I hadn't thought that. There's a group of cavalry and then Colonel Lindbergh's car and then more cavalry. And then the rest of the parade. And now I can see Mrs. Lindbergh, and as they turn for a minute, I can see Lindy himself, receiving with his usual modest demeanor the plaudits of this huge crowd. Now listen to this cheering.
Everyone on the reviewing stand turns back interestedly to watch this boy arrive. Everybody in the seats, 150,000 people, are straining their necks and climbing onto anything an inch high to 3 feet high, from a piece of wood to a chair, to see if they can't get the first glimpse. Photographers, of course, as usual, are all over the lot. Thousands of them up here. Here's the boy. He's come forward. Unassuming, quiet, a little droop to his shoulders. He's tired out. Very serious and awfully nice.
My fellow countrymen, it was in America that the art of flying of heavier-than-air machines was first developed. As the experiments became successful, the airplane was devoted to practical purposes. It has been adapted to commerce in the transportation of passengers and mail, and used for national defense by our land and sea forces. Beginning with a limited flying radius, its length has been gradually extended. We have made many flying records. Our army flyers have circumnavigated the globe. One of our Navy men started from California and flew far enough to have reached Hawaii, but being off his course, landed in the water. Another officer of the Navy has flown to the North Pole. Our own country has been traversed from shore to shore in a single flight. It had been apparent for some time that the next great feat of the air would be a continuous flight from the mainland of America to the mainland of Europe.
I want to express my appreciation of the reception I've had in America and the welcome I've received here tonight. When I landed at Le Bourget a few weeks ago, I landed with the expectancy and the hope of being able to see Europe.